Uncle Saffron?
Hey, what are you three doing here? Shouldn't you be working on your project?
What? Were you crying?
These are just the tears of a foolish old man.
You're not a fool!
Were you crying for Imam Hussein? But we're not in a majlis right now.
And who said that we should only cry in the majlis? In the months of Muharram and Safar, the believer should be in a state of mourning wherever he may be. And in fact, at any time throughout the year, if one remembers Imam Hussein, it has its ajr and reward.
What are you so sad about?
Alas, these are the pitiful tears of an old scholar who has outworn his usefulness. No matter how many lectures I give, how many books and articles I write, the people just don't understand.
Actually, that's what we came here for. We can't complete the project without your help.
Yeah, we asked like 5 oldies and none of them could tell us the true meaning of Muharram.
Oldies?
Yeah, like Uncle Scott and Mr. Sybil and Nana. They all said different things, dude. So we figured, heck, why don't we just ask you? You're like the oldest of them all.
Hey, I am not older than Nana, okay?
Oops, sorry.
And besides, there's no point. I am a useless scholar. Nobody listens to a word I say. Nobody cares about the true meaning of Muharram.
You're not useless, Uncle Saffron. You're the most knowledgeable person we know. I want to know the true meaning.
Hey, dude, forget about those oldies. We're the youth. Why don't you teach us?
Yes, I suppose you are right. You are the future after all. Maybe Allah wants me to guide you. Very well. Let me teach you the 5 major points of the true meaning of Muharram and what the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam means for us today. How do we begin, children?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Number 1. Crying and wearing black are good, but Muharram is not only about mourning.
Huh? But I thought that's like the most important thing.
Yeah, Uncle Scott said that Muharram is about wearing black and crying and mourning.
Yes, all these things are good. In fact, we must cry, we must wear black, and we must mourn for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. For this shows our love for him. The Holy Prophet said, Al-Hussein is from me, and I am from Al-Hussein. And Allah loves the one who loves Al-Hussein. If someone that you love is killed in such a horrible way, would you not cry for them? Would you not weep in the same way? We must mourn for Imam Hussein and the tragedy of Karbala. But Muharram is not only about this. This is the first major point we must understand.
So what is it about?
Number 2. Imam Hussein rose up to stop evil from taking place. Imam Hussein could see that haram acts were taking place in society. This is why he rose up to establish Islam and to prevent haram from taking place.
But Uncle Saffron, didn't the Holy Prophet already establish Islam?
That is correct. Islam had been established and was perfect and complete. But the people were going this way and that way and were performing all sorts of sins. Just like in today's world, where people know what Islam says and what is right and what is wrong, but they still do bad deeds and get confused. This is why Imam Hussein had to rise up, take his sword and go to the battlefield of Karbala to make sure that people clearly understood what was right and what was wrong. He said, I want to enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. I desire to revive the way of my grandfather, the Holy Prophet, and my father, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
But I don't get it, dude. Why didn't he just preach and tell the people to be good again? Why'd he have to go rise up and take his whole family to Karbala and fight the bad guys with his sword?
Because the people were not listening anymore. Yazid was a very bad man and tyrannical king. He wanted to make everyone in the society like him. And he wanted to destroy Islam. People were afraid to say anything against him, because if they spoke up, he would send his soldiers to kill them. Imam Hussein had to rise up, even if there were only a few people to help him, so that he could make everyone understand how evil Yazid truly was. This is number two. Number three, the message of Imam Hussein must reach all the people in the world.
The whole world? How are we gonna do that?
Now that is the question. There are some people, they wish to continue to do the same things their ancestors were doing for years and years and years. Those things may not be bad, but now is a new age. Now we have new technologies. We have the television and the smartphone. We must use this technology and new methods to spread the message of Imam Hussein, not limit it to just our own small Muslim community.
You saying even Christians have got to know about it?
Of course.
Even Jews?
Yes, Cherry. Everyone must hear the message of Imam Hussein.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do a rap song about Imam Hussein.
This may be a good idea, but at the same time, we should be careful not to spread any corruption and materialism.
What's materialism?
I will explain that to you another time, Tango.
But Uncle Saffron, why does the whole world need to hear about the entire message of Imam Hussein? So that everyone in the world can cry for him?
Yes, cry and mourn. But remember, Muharram and Safar are not only about mourning.
Then why else does everyone need to know about it?
That brings us to the most important point. Number four. The true message of Ashura is about rising against the Taghut of the time.
Taghut? What's Taghut?
Oh, the Taghut is very bad. The Holy Quran says, worship Allah and reject the Taghut. Can anybody tell us what the Taghut is? Well, the Taghut is like Yazid. It is the bad kings, the evil government, the tyrannical politicians, and those who spread oppression and take people away from Allah into the darknesses.
Bad kings? Evil governments? But if we speak against them, they might put us in jail or something bad might happen to us.
You are right, Cherry. In order to follow the footsteps of Imam Hussein, we must be willing to fight against the Yazid of our time. And that may have consequences. We might be oppressed, just like Hussein and his companions were oppressed.
I'm scared.
It may be scary, little Tango. But Allah will help us and make us brave, like the warriors of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. To be willing to give up even our lives for the right path. Which brings us to number five. The true message is about being ready to make sacrifices for Islam, just like Hussein and his companions did.
Sacrifices?
Yes. Children, what do you love most in this world?
My video games.
My laboratory, I suppose.
I love my teddy.
Loser.
Now you must ask yourself, would you be willing to give up those things which you love most for the sake of Islam and for the sake of Allah? The things a man loves most in the world may not be his video games or his hobby or his possessions, but he may love his child. And nobody loved his baby boy more than Imam Hussein. Yet, on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein even sacrificed his baby boy for the sake of justice. When the tyrannical armies of Yazid fired an arrow which killed the innocent little baby Ali Asghar, if Hussein could even sacrifice that, we must ask ourselves, are we also ready to sacrifice the things we love most? Okay, so Ghosty, what are the five major points about the true meaning of Muharram?
1. Crying and wearing black are good, but Muharram is not only about mourning. 2. Imam Hussein rose up to stop evil deeds from taking place in society. 3. The message of Imam Hussein must reach all the people of the world. 4. The true message of Ashura is about rising against the Taghut of the time. And 5. The true message is about being ready to make sacrifices for Islam. Jazakallah and thank you, Uncle Saffron.
Yeah, you pretty much just gave it to us on a plate.
No. You may have notes, but the project was never to simply write these 5 points down. That would be too easy. Rather, your project is to present this information in a creative manner. Now that you have this message, you must come up with a way to share it with the people of the world. The more super duper you make it, the more super duper will be the reward from Allah. And the more super duper will be your grades.
Ugh.
We've got to come up with a creative way to present it.
I want my teddy.
Be quiet, Tango.
There is going to be a majlis at the masjid tonight. Why don't you take notes while you attend? Maybe Allah will give you some inspiration.
Inshallah.
Maybe I'm not so useless after all. The people just don't understand.